a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, July 23rd, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of Easter Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Quite well.
It smells good in here.
I just started right off the get-go.
I already threw him, I didn't throw him, Clint, under the bus, because he said, I have a headache because the candle's been burning.
It
just lit my fire when I heard candle. I said, where's the candle?
Yeah.
And Clint said, well, it's right behind you. Yeah. He said, I've already been in here an hour. That's why I have a headache.
I was doing a podcast with my friend Medicare Misty, and I've been in here a while, and I love candles. The candle's all over my house. I love a candle. But trapped in even the room's pretty big, but trapped in it for a couple hours, it'll give you a little bit of a headache. At least in my world, it does.
Well, the question is, why would a candle give headaches? And the answer is very clear.
Okay.
When you purchase candles like Yankee, Bath and Bed and Beyond, mm-hmm. and Dollar General, and any of these candle companies, they are full, and I mean pretty dang packed with chemicals that don't stay in the jar of the candle. They are excreted out into the air and produce tremendous air pollution within the room that you are breathing in. One is phthalates, which can act like an estrogen. There are potential for even animals on that. Benzene and ethyl benzene are carcinogenic. They are not regulated in this country whatsoever. In European countries, they will not allow these chemicals to be burned. It can cause development toxicant and xylene, irritates the eyes, the lungs, the nervous system. Some of the chemicals can cause nervous system damage, reproductive harm, and organ damage, and more in higher amounts. What is higher amounts? Breathing it in a podcast room for several hours. That is what we call higher amounts. You want to look this up? Just look up chemicals in Yankee candles. What do you do about that? It goes back to the same old equations. Most of things in life that are of extremely good quality are going to cost a little more. Yankee candles are very, very inexpensive. They're pretty, and I have nice jars, but at what cost are you paying when you're doing it inside of a house?
Yeah, are you saying that my reproductive abilities are going to be tainted by this candle now, sir? Because I want to be able to have babies.
There's no way to taint something that's already completely in failure.
Wow.
Your reproductive abilities were long gone, Clint. I'm sorry.
I had those medically taken care of years ago, sir.
No, it's through the rumor mill, I've heard.
Wow. Well, my personality is my best birth control. It just keeps people away from me. So that's a good thing. Back to the radio show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this is about health. Well, but candle, we were talking about health.
That sent you on. I said that, but you did. You got on your phone immediately and were like, this is not healthy.
And Nutrition World does sell the very, very, very pure candles.
Really?
But so, I think even Trader Joe's sells them.
But do they smell good? Are they just candles for candles? Because I don't need something just burning for no reason.
They smell good enough, okay? Can I say that? Because you can't have I do love cologne. It's also not the most, it's one of the very few vices that I have, other than a little bit of tequila,
right,
that is probably not on the real good list. So we choose our poisons, but when you breathe it for hours, it's very concentrated chemicals, and I put cologne on one time a day. Well, you just put on candle stuff all for the past hour and a half.
Ugh.
So, yes, they do smell, but they're using essential oils, oils from actual plants. These are pure 100% chemical derivatives. Uh-huh. And just because they smell good has no indication they're healthy. I want to brag on Nutrition World just a second.
Okay.
This past week ago Tuesday, which Mondays are our busiest day, almost traditionally Tuesday, we had the biggest day we ever had in 44 years.
Wow.
We had almost 400 people. We were four staff members short, And my hero, Cruz, just did an outstanding job, including I had to work the floor. I had to actually get out there. And instead of doing computer work, I actually had to be out like I used to be, which I love to death. Love interacting with the customers, the questions, and helping people. And I talked last week about one of our staff members. I want to say, again, the staff member of the week is two of them, Sonia and Marianne. Both of those, I think you know, Clint. They're, mm-hmm. they're a little bit older ladies. Marianne mm-hmm. has been with me for probably 17 years, 20 years, something like that.
She's been around for a long time.
Yes. And
one of the sweetest ladies on the planet.
She's had a little bit of health ups and downs. She always recovers. That's mm-hmm. the thing, because she does everything right. The exercise, the nutritional interventions, the foods, low sugar.
Good attitude.
Great attitude. Yeah. And Sonia is from GNC also. They both were GNC people of many years. Sonia managed a store for, I would guess, 20 plus years, mm-hmm. and just corporate is corporate, so we won't have to talk about that. But they do an outstanding job of knowledge and kindness and caring. So next time you're in Nutrition World, ask, or at least if you know them, say hey to Sonia and Marianne.
And I saw somebody in your store the other day. I think they only come in as needed. I hadn't seen in a long time. I went to high school with his mom, Seth.
Oh, yes, right.
I saw Seth in there. Yes. I was like, man. Because he used to be full-time mm-hmm. there, I think, and I hadn't seen him yep. in a while, so that must have been the day you guys were covered up, because maybe he came in to fill a spot, because
yes.
yeah, yep. That's what one of your guys told me.
I don't know if you saw my Instagram that I posted last week on Walmart. Did you see
that? I saw it, but I didn't watch it. Sorry.
Let's say you saw it, but you didn't watch mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. As you're scrolling, I could see you standing in front of Walmart.
Well, thank you very much. That really is a compliment. Yeah, I appreciate that, Clint.
You know why I didn't see it? You know why I didn't watch it? Because I knew we were going to talk about it today. So I knew I wanted more in depth. I didn't want just a little bit of Ed Jones. I want to get it from you, like, right now.
Okay, you're the meat of it.
Real time,
so
right now.
So you did to me what all women do to you on dating sites.
They just scroll.
Scroll right through.
Yep. There's no swiping left or right. Just keep going. Woo, woo, woo. Just there. But tell me, what were you talking about at Walmart?
Okay,
sorry.
Go into Walmart. And the reason I did this is because I saw on Facebook the week before a customer who shops at Nutrition World fairly regularly. Mm-hmm. And Garden of Life is a company that I really, truly respect, even though they're big corporate, for their quality. But what's happened, and I knew this 2 years ago, is they went to the big box stores. They started selling their products at Walmart. I don't really mind that much anymore. It's not, you know, the game is the game.
Right.
And we try so hard to be on top of our game that I think we can beat most stores, including the big ones. But what they've done is it's really switching bait, and it's really despicable. So what they'll do is, and I talk about the multivitamin. This okay. lady I saw on my Facebook page held up their Garden of Life multivitamin, and she's just talking about how great it is. And I know that she works at Walmart, okay. and she's been a regular customer. So it clicked on me. I need to make a statement here. What Walmart has done, or what Garden of Life has done, I don't blame Walmart. Garden of Life has produced, like the multivitamin. You go in there, and, well, there's the multivitamin sitting on the shelf.
Yep.
It's about 20% less than we sell it for. Well, guess how and why they do that. They reduce the potency by 20 to 40%. You cannot tell that until you have a comparison label of ours and look at theirs. It's online. All you got to do is look it up. Look up Nutrition World, NutritionW.com. Look at the label mm-hmm. of Garden of Life's multivitamin. Then go to Walmart.com. Look at their Garden of Life multivitamin. And you will see that they left out several nutrients, vitamin K2. They left out iodine. And they reduced the other potencies by 20%. And you cannot tell on the front label. It's identical.
So I want to say it back to you to make sure I'm on the same page. Same, basically, the company. Same company.
Yep.
The cover looks the same, the
exactly,
label.
On the front.
When you start looking at the back, they've left out components of it, mm-hmm. ingredients that are vital to making it the product that you think you're getting. And so, hypothetical number, it's $25 at your place, it's $19 or $22 at the other place because it's a little less expensive all
and
of a sudden.
Every nutrient's 20% less potent.
Wow.
So
oh,
if you're,
really?
So if you're supposed to have 100 micrograms of folic acid, guess what? You're going to have 78 on Walmart's version. That is
wow.
bait and switch. That is that's just truly dishonest to me to do that.
And the covers are exact same. There's no little nope. disqualifier that goes,
nope.
wow.
And that's what I said on Instagram. Wow. I posted on Facebook of Nutrition World and Instagram. I don't mind them selling it, but produce a front label that actually looks different than ours so the consumer is not fooled. Nobody loves or even – most people hate being fooled.
Right.
Because they feel like fools.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't in this case because you cannot tell without a magnifying glass that you've been fooled.
Wow, that is pretty. That's pretty slimy.
Pretty slimy. Yeah. I like the word slimy.
I do too. That's why I used it. it's pretty slimy.
It's the tremendous vocabulary for
vernacular.
Your
it's the vernacular of the PhD from Waffle House in Eastridge.
There you go. Much. Wow, you explained it well. I was looking for words to try to.
You can Google focus vernacular later and figure out what those mean, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you told me about that.
Yep. Yep. And. You know, I feel better just getting the steam off a little bit.
Hey, I got a question for you. You weren't expecting this. I was trying to tell a friend of mine about GABA. Can you tell everybody, is that, because I said this to him and I think I got it wrong on a podcast, so you can self-correct it. Is GABA help you go to sleep or does it help you stay asleep or is it a combination of both?
GABA is a neurotransmitter that if we have a good significant amounts creates a level of calmness within us. It is not, and I say this often, a sleep remedy, but the one of the big reasons we don't sleep is we don't have calmness. The mind wants to keep activating and do what I call cognitive popcorn. It wants to pop for way too long into the night, or you wake up at 2:30 and the brain starts clicking.
Yeah.
Well, when you're younger and you have tremendous amounts of this great neurotransmitter called GABA, it inhibits anxiety. It inhibits overthinking. Mm. It inhibits anxiousness. So you're calm as a cucumber when you're 15 and 14 and 20 and maybe 25, maybe not at then.
Yeah.
But that's why you could sleep on a concrete floor because you had tons of GABA. Well, we, as most things in our body, we tend to lessen with age, and it's totally safe. And the first question people will ask who may be listening who are on prescriptions, is it the same as gabapentin? Gabapentin does affect the GABA receptors, but in a very toxic and addictive way. And that's why people in a lot of pain can do gabapentin and they sleep better because they are increasing it. But they're forcing the body to do it. When you take GABA, you are just giving the body something that if it wants it, it'll take it. It'll build it. If you don't need it, it will dispose of it.
Do you need another catalyst with it? Is there something that helps you absorb it better, like a protein or an enzyme or something like that?
Nothing? You can do GABA by itself in modest to high amounts, and it will go into the brain if you are lacking in it. Now, the question is, and the catch, it takes sometimes significant amounts to actually pass the brain barrier. It was my go-to for waking up at 2 in the morning or even at 12, and I would lay it next to my bed. You cannot get in, up, go to the kitchen, get water, and expect to go back to sleep. So you need to put your two pills of GABA or your powders next to your bed. When you wake up and you feel that overthinking, then you take it. It takes 20 minutes to calm the brain back down.
Okay.
And then you potentially can go back into deep sleep.
I didn't get it real wrong with them then. So they probably should have just got, here's what I ended it with when I was talking to them. Yep. Here's the product. Go into Nutrition World, ask them about it.
Yep, yep.
That's how I solved it.
You really good question. I actually put that in my sleep ebook that is on nutritionw.com. If you Google nutritionw.com sleep ebook, you will be able to read all of my steps to recreate healthy sleep.
Awesome.
Guess what? It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about enzymes, which is one of my near and most precious avenues of health, healing, managing things, everything from COPD to sometimes thick blood to aches and pains. Again, just like I said earlier, when you're in the prime of your life, which is actually 13 to 19, you are, as far as biochemistry, not prime as far as other areas of life, we're not going to talk about. But, I mean, like money. I mean, you're not going to make all your money in 13 to 19. You're going to wait till you're Clint's age, and you're going to make a little bit of money. He just pushed the mic away. He didn't want to make any comments on that. But, again, we need to supplement this when our tanks are getting half empty, which is about 40 years old. So we're going to be talking about that and more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host Clint Powell. And as I spoke in the first segment during some of our funny times when Clint was trying to pick on me, but I am all about trying to replenish as I age. And Clint and I've just been had a conversation ourselves about managing. There's the word managing is I think a very powerful word, because you're not going to fix aging. You're not going to fix a lot of things that happen as we get older, but you can manage extremely well if you use wise choices and you learn to learn. To me, that's very important. And I speak of this also very often, is we need to create a team of people we trust that we can tap into on a regular basis. I mean, mostly every day, if you could, podcasts, books, audibles, read things that you know that you can trust the information. And I feel like at 5.5 years of Vital Health Radio, we've built a really good audience. And of course, in Nutrition World, we tend to really focus on, you know, trust us on your journey to health. But enzymes, and I said this earlier, enzymes are so powerful. They're near and dear to my heart. And today we have Jeff Owen from Dynamic Enzyme Company. Interviewed him several times before, even back in the Dr. Green era. He has been on us 2 or 3 times. And welcome, Jeff Owen, to Vital Health Radio.
Ed, thank you so much again for being your guest on your show. It's always a privilege, you know, to have the opportunity to speak, you know, with both your listeners and yourself. And I know the information you're always disseminating to the audience is valuable. You know, at the end of the day, you know, self-empowerment to me is like a byproduct of, you know, being an American, that people want to have, you know, be able to make right choices that empower their health, that seem, you know, that are rational and, you know, are within their requisite control. And I think that's what, you know, makes your store, you know, so unique, and, you know, what makes our industry so important, that people have these type of options.
That was very well worded, and it certainly hits home for those who can resonate with the fact of empowerment and making choices, because doing nothing is one of the riskiest endeavors of our life in regard to health. And hoping and thinking that there's going to be a magic pill at Walgreens and your physician knows everything to fix. Now, they know how to fix a broken leg. They know how to fix many things. They're wonderful people, but the system is broken, and they are going to put you on a treadmill of not empowering. So today, let's talk about enzymes. I am a humongous believer because they are healing substances within themselves that the body creates, needs, and we have to have or we die. But tell people what enzymes basically are.
Absolutely, Ed. I mean, that is truly a logical place to start. As you said, enzymes are found in every cell of every living plant and animal, including humans. And enzymes are classified as biocatalysts, which means that they either begin a reaction or cause a reaction to speed up. And at this time, in terms of the science, we understand there's approximately 3,000 enzymes in the human body that have been identified so far. And just as you said, Ed, without enzymes, life would not exist.
And we can, and a good thing is we can supplement those, which means we can take them from an external source and replenish the gas tank that's relatively empty. Now, there is a whole host of enzymes, and I think we're going to kind of focus on a certain one like serrapeptase or natokinase. Those are very special enzymes that, again, I'm very sometimes frustrated. I'm not as my age goes on. I just take things more in stride. But there's not a single normal traditional physician in this city that I know of that could explain what a serrapeptase or the use of natokinase could be, because they simply don't have the tools to learn this, and they're not going to do it on their own, and the system won't teach them. And actually, they don't want to teach them. But serrapeptase used to come from a worm, didn't it? And you tell all about it. But it is life changing. It's life giving, and I have recommended it for so many little particular issues with people, and they get results. So, what is serrapeptase?
Absolutely, Ed. And first, what I should, I think, is just give your audience like a working definition as to what systemic enzymes are, which include, of course, serrapeptase. And systemic enzymes, you know, they work at the organ and cellular levels to fight inflammation and chronic disorders. And some of these enzymes, like serrapeptase, are responsible for different bodily functions, such as respiration, vision, growth, reproductions, and the storage and release of energy. And this is often why, when people take systemic enzymes, they experience increased energy when taking enzymes. Now, in the case of serrapeptase, you're right, it is a fascinating story. Serrapeptase is actually an enzyme that was discovered some decades ago in Japan in the intestinal tract of silkworms. It turns out that's why it's sometimes referred to as the silkworm enzyme. It turns out that the silkworms in the intestinal tract make it via their bacteria, this particular enzyme that was first referred to as serratia. And they make this enzyme through the bacterium in their cocoon phase, so to dissolve the silken cocoon before the actual silkworm turns into a moth. And they wondered in Japan if this enzyme, serrapeptase, had applications for human health. And what they found, like in the earliest studies with serrapeptase, Ed, was that it had excellent benefits, particularly regarding respiratory and pulmonary health. In fact, the earliest studies that were done on serrapeptase were done what were referred to as sputum studies, meaning that individuals that had thick, you know, mucus that was very difficult to dislodge, they found that when they gave serrapeptase to these patients, that what it did was it actually helped thin the mucus, making it easier for the body to dispel it. And then when they analyzed the sputum activity, what they also found was that it actually decreased what are called neutrophils, which are actually immune cells, immune chemicals, and which are, you know, normally a sign of, you know, of inflammation. And when you have like high neutrophil activity, that means your body's like in a state of chronic inflammation. So what they found was serrapeptase had the ability to modulate the body's immune response, and also, like I as mentioned, having like expectorant properties, so that for individuals who have the have problems with breathing, in other words, people who have serious sputum output, viscosity. The serrapeptase could really, really help. They even found, too, that when the serrapeptase was administered to these patients, said that the coughing and expectoration also decreased. So from those initial studies that were done in the 1960s, where it was concluded that serrapeptase may exert a beneficial effect on mucus clearance by reducing neutrophil numbers and altering the viscoelasticity of sputum in patients with chronic airway diseases, what has also been established in five ensuing decades is that serrapeptase is known as a natural anti-inflammatory and natural analgesic. So it's something that, you know, people can take, you know, as an alternative. You just made that reference funny enough to Walgreens. You know, people obviously are always reaching for the Advil, the ibuprofen, the acetaminophen. And in some cases, you know, people are prescribed steroids in the forms of prednisone and cortisone. And then, of course, we know about the legacy of opioids in this country. So systemic enzymes are just offered such diverse benefits. I mean, just in the case of serrapeptase, and just to you read this off to the audience quickly, serrapeptase could offer a myriad of benefits: sinus health, respiratory health, fibrin digestion, muscle and joint health, immune health, tissue healing, cardiovascular health, and then lastly, the body's natural response to inflammation.
Wow, yeah, what a gamut of benefits. And of course, most people would write this very second, 150% of everyone listening is going to say to themselves, if it's this good, why does my doctor not know about it? And the sad case is that your physician will never know one single natural product because it cannot be patented, and the pharmaceutical industry and the medical schools do not teach.
You're exactly right. This is always, as you said, at the inherent, if you will, conflict of interest that happens. I mean, you know, I always find it, you know, to be ironic often when I'm on the radio and I'll talk about, you know, systemic enzymes and, you know, mention, you made a reference to natokinase, which is an enzyme that could be so helpful to people with circulatory issues, cardiovascular issues as serious as hypertension, you know, which could lead, if uncontrolled, obviously to, you know, heart attack, stroke, deep vein thrombosis, that, we have millions of Americans, for instance, who are on blood thinners or anticoagulant drugs. So often when people want to take natokinase, you know, I'll tell them, listen, you need to, you know, clear that, you know, talk to your physician about this, because if you are on blood thinners or anticoagulants, you know, you have to work with the physician. But I know when I say this that often what's going to happen is when I go to the physician, the physician's going to say, oh, forget that, you know, just stay on the blood thinners and the anticoagulants. So it's an unfortunate consequence, you know, that we have that, you know, that so many citizens, so many patients, you know, doctors, you know, find this vexing situation. And, you know, the good news is that, albeit it is happening slowly, but I think it is, you know, moving in the right direction. As you know, I think that we are moving from a disease management model of healthcare, if you will, to more of an integrative functional model. But ultimately, you know, it's the American citizens, you know, that have to, you know, keep pushing, you know, for that paradigm to happen.
I had a quick question. When someone starts taking the enzymes, how long before they'll either feel or notice the results? Is it because, and I hate to say this, but in the microwave world we live in, I take it, I wait around like, okay, 30 seconds. When am I going to feel it? 45. When is it 2 weeks? Is it 10 days? Is it very dependent on the person that starts taking this to get some relief from these issues?
Great question, Clint. I mean, obviously it could vary from person to person, but I will tell you just, you know, for what it's worth, from my personal experience, I remember about a year or so ago when I had to have a tooth pulled, and I remember the periodontist said to me to go get acetaminophen, and I said, no, I'm going to be taking serrapeptase, and he didn't even know what I was talking about. And I took straight serrapeptase to help with the swelling and the inflammation, and literally within 48 hours, it was practically gone. Uh-huh. These enzymes, you know, they're powerful, Clint, because when you take them on an empty stomach, and unlike digestive enzymes, you know, which people may be more familiar with that you take with food to help your body break down food into food components, systemic enzymes, as the name suggests, are systemic. They will circulate in the bloodstream for 6 to 12 hours. And when they make contact with, you know, with unnecessary proteins and non-living tissue, what they do by enzymes definition is catalyze them. And often the people notice sometimes very quickly, they'll see, like, for instance, like a diminishment maybe in their pain, which is, you know, a discernible, something just that's discernible, you know, and obviously if pain is diminishing, that may be a good indication that also the inflammation that's, you know, that's probably gone from an acute phase to chronic in so, some cases, is diminishing. So it actually works fairly quickly. So it's not like you have to take this for, you know, for weeks or months for people to see results. In the case of the SeraActive, in terms of respiratory and lung health, I've had customers tell me that who've had, you know, some very stubborn, you know, mucus congestion, sinus inflammation, that when they take it, they see right away, you know, like the mucus is thinning, that their breathing is better, their respiration. So they generally work pretty quickly.
Now, do they need to take this on an empty stomach or with food?
Great question. So unlike digestive enzymes, right, which should be taken with food, systemic enzymes should typically be taken either an hour before eating or 2 hours after eating. And the reason is, if you take it with food, what's going to happen is, like, the protease enzymes or even seropeptase may act more as a protein digesting enzyme on the food, the protein components, than working systemically and getting into the bloodstream. So they should be taken away from food. Like I said, either 2 hours after eating, an hour before eating. Often I'll recommend, you know, people to take it, maybe when they have a bathroom break in the middle of the night. Often I will tell people take it before bedtime. Hopefully their stomach is empty, you know, when people go to bed. Often it isn't, which is unfortunate. But that's in order to really optimize the effect, it should be taken on an empty stomach. Now, the other thing that I should also note, and this is what's great about this company, because they are completely utterly immersed in enzyme science. They've been doing this for decades. Seropeptase, for it to be effective, to really have the efficacy that people want, it has to be enterocoated, because it's extremely sensitive to the low-acid stomach environment. So we have a trademark seropeptase. In fact, our company manufactures 80% of the global seropeptase. So in the case of our seropeptase, we use an enterocoating system on our seropeptase to ensure that the enzyme reaches the small intestine to be absorbed into the bloodstream and work systemically. And I should note to the audience that, unlike other enterocoatings, our unique methyl acrylic acid copolymer, or MAC as we refer to it, enterocoating, is safe and has been listed as generally recognized as safe by the Food and Drug Administration. It's a food-grade enterocoating enzyme, and it's designed to withstand the different pH levels of the human digestive tract to ensure proper delivery of the enzymes into the bloodstream. And that's really critical, because I will tell you, if a customer is to go into a health food store and they should see a seropeptase or a natokinase formula that's not enterocoated, there's no guarantee of its efficacy, you know, in terms of getting how much activity gets into the bloodstream. And again, with our company, because we're an actual true manufacturer, this is what we do. This is what we're immersed in. You know, we follow the science.
Does coffee and stuff like that, like my morning green drink, will that affect this at all? Is it better to take it completely with just water, or is coffee and stuff okay with it?
You know, I would say all things being equal, it's best to take it with water.
Gotcha.
I mean, I don't think that there would be any harm taking with coffee. I guess the only maybe concern I would have with coffee is the acidity of the coffee,
right,
that could potentially affect it. Obviously water has a neutral pH,
yeah,
or, you know, in some cases, hopefully people are drinking alkaline water, which has a higher pH. I don't think there would be any compromise in terms of the efficacy with coffee, but I always say, at the end, you know, all things being equal, water is always the best element, you know,
yeah,
to take enzymes with, such as natokinase.
I was being a little selfish, because as soon as I leave here, I'm going to his store to get them, and so that way I already have my instructions from the source itself, not just the bottle.
All right, Jeff, we're just about out of time, and right before I let you tell the website to learn more, when I had double hip replacement 12 weeks ago, I did do the wake up in the middle of the night. Of course, I woke up and I had my enzymes next to my bed, because I knew these enzymes would be very helpful for my healing. Did they help my pain? Well, not after double hip replacement. They're not going to be like an opiate, but they help my healing. Then they help my pain. So tell people how they can learn more about these enzymes.
For sure, Ed. For those who want to learn more about dynamic enzymes and a full complement of digestive and systemic enzyme formulas, you could visit our website at info@dynamic, D-Y-N-A-M-I-C, enzymes, E-N-Z-Y-M-E-S.com. That's info@dynamicenzymes.com.
Super, super, Jeff. Thank you so much, and we look forward to your next visit here in the next few months. And it is time to take another break. When we come back, I have a tremendous amount of empowering notes on health that I have worked hard to compile. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode. Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. A little quick update. I'm not going to do photos yet, but I did go back to Alchemy Med Spa and had another treatment from Stacy with the threads. Very interesting. I'm very impressed. They do take about a full month to really start producing the collagen and do other things. These are, and we did this show maybe five shows ago if you wanted to go back and listen, but it's a way to tighten skin and also lessen the wrinkles without Botox. Pretty darn cool.
That's very cool.
Yep. Gave you a sample a week ago of a product made by U Theory called Sleep Powder.
Yep.
And it has glycine in it, has GABA, and has tryptophan. These are all very important components to balancing brain chemistry, as we talked about GABA earlier. And so what do you think about it?
I've taken it four of the last five nights. I think that's right. Maybe five of the last six, but four out of the last five, I know for sure. And it's actually pretty good. It takes a, you know, okay. I already take some melatonin before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. And this has got a slight, I mean,
0.3 milligram.
Very little melatonin in it. But it seems to work. I like it. I seem to be getting a little drowsier. Mm-hmm. And it helps me because my main problem is I can tell when I'm ready to go to bed, when I'm tired, when I turn the TV off. I know that sounds weird, mm-hmm. but a lot of times I'll fall asleep to the TV. The last five or six nights, I've had the desire to turn the TV off at bedtime.
Oh, that's
because I'm tired.
Time.
I'm ready I'm ready to have no noise, no glowing light. And I know that sounds like a weird way to measure it, but it seems to be working at least a little bit on that front.
Wonderful. And I know Scott, manager of Nutrition World, he was telling me, reminded me that this product lowers body temperature. And if you read anything about sleep, we know that being hot will pretty much decimate your quality of sleep. Yeah. So being cool is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
Wall Street Journal, stomach virus spreads through the cruise ships at now at a faster pace than it ever has in years. In fact, the CDC has reported 13 norovirus outbreaks in the first 6 months of 2023.
Wow.
That's pretty scary stuff, because to me, I only have a few nightmares left. I've kind of managed many of those. One of those is being on a cruise ship and throwing up endlessly into a small toilet somewhere with three other people in the room. I mean, I don't know. That's nightmarish to me.
Wow, that's...
It's not to you,
that's
Clint.
That's a very specific nightmare, Dave. Hey, Nathan. Okay. You know, I've got zombies and kid stuff with my kids, oh. Big tidal waves. I've never been that specific on a cruise ship in a bathroom with three other people. And, I mean, it doesn't sound very pleasant to me either.
Well, good. I'm glad you at least agreed with me instead
we're
of trying
on board.
To debate it.
I just didn't... That's an insight to your brain. Good job.
Well, we're going to go from that to bras. How about that?
It's on you now. Here, push the microphone away.
Hey, this is, I call it the true blue truth on EMFs. Mm-hmm. Underwire bras act as antennas. Now, this is the wires.
Yeah, yeah.
And they actually carry a frequency along with any other metal in the body and will create electrical pollution. What these things do is attract electromagnetic fields. These are from your cell phones, the cell towers, your computers. So what to do about that? Well, you can go braless. Mm-hmm. So that's what you do.
That's what I do.
Yeah, you have the band boobs.
I've been braless for as long as I can remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, except that one time I saw OnlyFans that one time.
Mind your own business. Okay. If you're not going to donate to the page, just scroll on, dude.
I almost spent the $5 to see you with a bra on. Or
whatever it takes to get the kids through school, man.
I know.
Yeah.
You are a hustler.
That's right.
Or you can wear a wireless bra. Don't know much about bras, but obviously there's a lot of wireless bras.
Yeah.
In order to, I mean, the reason underwire bras, what they do is restrict lymphatic flow, which also creates more inflammation, swelling, puffiness, and stagnation. So the pressure itself and the metal are two issues. So that's something to make sure that we're aware, women should be aware of, because it's not being talked about.
Right.
These headlines are all about big news. They're in this small news, which is very important. If you don't manage the small stuff, you're going to have a big challenge in your life.
Right.
I did eat some biscuits. I like to eat biscuits every third or fourth Sunday at my girl's house, my lady friend's house.
Yeah.
And she goes to Whole Foods and buys Immaculate Biscuits. That's what we've always used for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And the ingredient list is so pure. When I go to other grocery stores, I like looking at Hungry Jack's and other biscuits because they're using far less quality ingredients. These Immaculate Biscuits are to die for.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I heard that little. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't afford Immaculate Biscuits. I have kind of good biscuits.
Oh, you
Immaculate. The hell kind of money? You're a 1% money you got over here. Immaculate Biscuit. They're pretty good biscuits.
You have KOG biscuits. Kind of good?
Kind of good biscuits.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to come out with a biscuit called that.
Mine are Hungry Bob's. They're like generic biscuits. They're
generic,
not Jack's biscuits.
Generic biscuits.
Hungry Bob's biscuits. They're kind of good. Yeah. That's
well,
my
if you
new
put
campaign.
The freaking biscuits with real butter, at least do good butter. And then if you can, get organic butter, okay? And what's a couple biscuits a week? I mean, I only do it on Sundays anyway. Mm-hmm. And I am fortunate to have a few extra dollars to afford
Immaculate Biscuits. Hey, listen, I'm going to save up and give me some Immaculate Biscuits.
Save up.
I'm going to put a little GoFundMe together. Somebody help me afford those Immaculate Biscuits that Ed lives on.
Well, the OnlyFans should be supplying enough money.
I don't know if you've seen me. I'm not making a ton of money on OnlyFans, Ed. I don't know if you know how this works. I lose more on the registration fees every year than I do on subscribers.
Oh, what a character.
Yeah.
All right. Well, walking backwards is shown to boost memory. We talked about walking backwards. Mm-hmm. You said you did that on the treadmill.
Did 5 minutes at least 4 days a week. And that's not a long time, but it's really good for my knees and balance. And I feel like it helps. And I follow that knees over toes guy, and he talks about that kind of stuff all the time.
That guy is pretty good at thinking outside the box.
Yeah, him and there's another guy on Instagram called Smashworks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
now, this is all about knee health?
So Smashworks guy has gotten more into motivational stuff. He got hit by COVID, and he's in great shape. He got hit by COVID, like, real bad.
Mm.
Like, hospital, like, didn't know, you know. And then he had another injury. And he still does some of this. But prior to that, he had the best videos on Instagram on if you've got a bad shoulder, a bad hip, a bad knee, this is what you need to do to work around it and give you exercises. I mean, very good, short, instructive videos. And I got hooked on his stuff. So Knees over toes, Smashworks both talk about the power of walking backwards and your knees and your hips and stuff.
I tried it this past week, but I'm not quite ready with the atrophied legs from 3 years of not working out. But that will be coming in the next few months. The study was in the Journal of Cognition, and those people who walked backwards in the study averaged at 10% more questions were answered correctly opposed to the people who walk forward on a fairly big study and a test. That was very interesting to me. And you know what inspiratory training is? When using that little device that they give you at the hospital, they did me for before my surgery, where you blow out. You suck in and you try to raise this little
the little ball.
Ball up to a place. And I had never used one before, but now I've gotten so into it because it can increase VO2 max. Dr. Atiyah says that the one absolute of longevity is VO2 max. Muscle strength is second or third. Other fitness is second or third. But VO2 max is the king daddy. And what does that mean? This means the exchange of oxygen in a very efficient manner.
Wow.
Well, what I didn't know until I ran across this past week, this little machine costs $15 on Amazon, and it's called an inspiratory training, spelled like inspiration, expiratory. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing it now morning and night at the store. I do they recommend about 30 puffs a day in inhalations. But the study showed that people who do this on average for 6 weeks will lower their blood pressure by an average of 12 milliliters. That means if you're at 140, you'll be at 128.
What is this again? I'm interested.
30 times every day for 6 weeks. This was a very nice study. It was presented at the annual Experimental Biology Conference in Orlando, Florida.
I'm sending it to me right now.
And a 12-point decrease in blood pressure if you do 30 of those per day. Didn't say whether you had to split them or not. It did not give that detail. I'm doing half of mine in the morning when I get to the store, the other half before I head out.
Okay.
And I've been doing it now one solid week, and I will test my blood pressure in 5 more weeks.
Okay. I like that.
I do too. And I can tell you, it is not easy. I mean, if you remember, I have days where I'm better than other days, but I'm working on VO2 max. I'm doing the rower at the gym at Crunch Fitness and sometimes at Gold's, but mainly Crunch, where I'm doing the HIIT 2 minutes really, really, really hard and fast.
Like the interval training.
The interval, yeah. And then I go down to 2 minutes on modest, then 2 minutes. I only can do that 2 cycles because, again, I'm not in the shape I used to be, but I will be back in that shape.
Yeah, I bet that rowing machine is good for your legs too.
It is helping
a great
amount. I like, if you love, again, putting together your team of people that you trust, and if you believe me at all, then you can also join my team and find the same people I do. Well, Dr. James on Instagram, he posts every single day, a couple times a day. This one was cool, which I so agree with. Stop eating cereal every morning like a 6-year-old and start eating 30 grams of protein every morning. Eat foods like 3 to 4 eggs, Greek yogurt, grass-fed steak, and cottage cheese. I do that in a drink because I'm getting about 32 grams of protein in my protein drink, and I use MCT oil, which is giving me the healthy fat.
Right.
Only on Sundays do I do the eggs and the other foods. But my life has changed substantially since raising my protein level. Before age 60, I was bought into the whole somewhat myth, too much protein is hard on the kidneys. Too much protein is going to make us live less years. Too much protein is this and that. Guess what? I just have had to eat my words, and over a period of the past 5 years, my body fat's gone down. My strength is maintained extremely well, except in the legs because I couldn't work out. And that's because I've raised my protein to 1 gram per pound of body weight. How much protein are you eating?
That's what my kids do. And really? It's hard. People say this all the time, especially dudes go, man, I could just eat nothing but protein. I mean, go ahead and measure how much protein you're eating. You're not. I guarantee you 99% of the people listening to this, unless it's a Matt Davis or Darren or you, maybe most guys and most people are not eating a pound of protein per body weight because it's very difficult to do. I found, have you seen the zero protein waters? They're by Gatorade. They have no sugar. But they're 10 grams of protein. I start off every morning. I put it in my green shake, yeah. and then I drink one at night, just a water bottle, because they're flavorless.
Really?
And it's 10 grams of protein. That's 20
what
grams
kind of
right
protein
there.
Do you know?
I can look it up. While
yeah,
we're,
look it up. Yeah. Maybe give us a clue. I've not seen that. Of course, yeah. I don't go to traditional grocery stores except to talk bad things about
it. Yeah, I was going to say, unless you're out front. If Ed Jones shows up out front of your grocery store, shut and lock your doors.
What was that old TV show that used to be that would find people in weird situations that it would make fun of them? It was so long ago.
Oh, I don't have a clue.
Well, you're not that much younger
I'm
than me.
I'm way younger than you, man. What
are you? How old?
I'm 55.
Oh, 55. I'm 65. That means 10 years, son.
That's right.
That's substantial.
It is substantial.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to say.
I'm looking it up right now. You keep going.
Hey, big headlines, Wall Street Journal. I wonder about this, but it's kind of a scary thought. The Wall Street Journal says World War III will be fought with viruses. It makes a lot of sense. If can you imagine, actually, the efficiency of dumping a bunch of viruses that would send people scattering like roaches when you turn the light on into their homes for weeks and months? Then everything falls apart because no one goes to work, and then you take over the country. So it does make some sense. Again, for survival purposes, the stronger we are at this moment, the more we build our health, the more we can endure.
So they're saying basically we go into our houses, then the armies can just come in and take over?
After about 3 months, because everything shuts down. No one's going to go to work at the power company anymore, the gas companies.
I need to let those armies know something, though.
Yeah.
We can shoot from our houses.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to break it from you. I'll just rest it on the windowsill. I don't know if they know how this works, but an outside's not that bad. So I would think twice before you go down that road.
Good for you. We'll let them know you said that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're terrified now.
Hey, did you find the protein source?
I'm looking for it.
This shows you how slow Clint is with technology. Even though he's 10 years younger, that's the thing. I was so fast mentally when I was 55. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. So it says it just says protein. That's all it says.
Oh,
it
I'm
just
skeptical.
Says 10 grams of protein, and I'm looking. I'll keep looking and maybe come
back.
Well,
then that makes me distrust.
Water, whey protein, isolate, citric acid, natural flavor, sodium citrate, salt, monopotassium, phosphate acid, and then other stuff.
I'm not opposed.
Pronounce.
That's a pretty darn clean protein drink.
Yeah.
These are found everywhere now?
Yeah, I get them they're a box. You can get them in a box or you can buy the shake. But I get them by the box and just mix them in my water.
And they taste good.
Yeah, I mean, they're fine. And they're basically, you can
I
get them
like
with flavors
that.
Or tasteless. Yeah.
I'm glad you're the common folk that goes out and shops for people like me who live in a whatever I live in.
Yeah, well, you're too busy eating your immaculate biscuits. And I'm out here trying to find protein water because I'm buying Gatorade by the basket over here.
I don't mind the word immaculate. That's a pretty cool word.
It is, especially when you put it with biscuits.
That was that had some good thinking, creative right there. Hey, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have an unusual word of wisdom, which I was very much touched by in just a second. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at optimizeyouchattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air. 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host Clint Powell. Mm-hmm. And normally I like to search for words that are inspiring, touching, and kind of go deeper into the heart than, say, just normal reading or words. Mm-hmm. And Clint threw one on me today that I said, we have to have this read, and I'm not going to read it. And it was from his grandmother, who has passed away. Yep. And she passed away at 90 years old.
94.
94. Yeah.
Granny Sue. Yeah, I post it every year for Mother's Day. And we found this letter she had written. It was beside the bed. I think in a drawer. But she just kind of accepted the fact that life is about managing losses and keeping a good attitude through it. One of the most positive people I knew. And it says this. Says, I am nothing special of this, I am sure. I am Sue, a common woman with common thoughts and led a common life. There are no monuments dedicated to me, and my name will soon be forgotten. I loved both Tom and Lou, and my children, stepchildren, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren with all of my heart, and that has been enough for me. P.S. Remember me laughing and happy, no tears. Sincerely, Susan Sue Francis.
I am touched, and what a life well lived, yeah. And one without regrets at the end.
Right.
There's not many of us who could say that. That's a wonderful lesson for all of us to hear, no doubt.
Yeah, I just like the fact that it was accepting of a very uncommon life, but accepting it in common terms. I mean, because she was loved, and she loved hard, and everybody enjoyed being around her, but she knew where that was. That's a speck on the things that happen in this world of eternity, and she was okay with that.
I love it. Well, tell people where and your podcast and and what you do.
Yeah, During the Break podcast, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. I've got the Crime Cast with David Roddy, the Dayfire podcast with Dawson Wheeler, Of By and For the People, Politics and Constitution with my friend Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham. And like I said, During the Break podcast, just conversations with super interesting people, over 1,200 episodes in almost 8 years now.
And how can they find Vital Health Radio?
Vital Health Radio comes out every Tuesday, podcast format. It just goes from the radio from Sundays, and then Tuesdays they put it out on the podcast, all your podcast platforms. You can go listen to past episodes, leave us a review and rating. It helps us grow the podcast platforms of the radio show.
Thank you, Clint, because I think a lot of people think they need to listen on Sunday.
And they can. We love that.
They can, but obviously, we're
it's
always busy.
Yeah.
All right, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you so much for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.